I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Barb. She'll be back on Monday. I'm here tonight, obviously, and tomorrow night. So we're going to talk with Howard Levitt shortly about the story that we found about Amazon threatening to fire employees for speaking out on the climate. Now, this is sort of an involved story. But Amazon has threatened to fire employees for speaking publicly about the company's role in the climate crisis, tech workers at the retail giant have revealed. An email shared with The Guardian shows that Amazon's human resources department launched an investigation into one employee named Maren Costa over comments made to the media that the company has to do more to tackle the climate crisis. In the email, Costa is told that she will not face punishment at this point, but at any future time when she makes comments like this unauthorized by Amazon, that may result in a formal corrective action, which I'm sure that Howard will be able to tell me, but I think that means being fired. I believe that that's what that means. Let's bring in Howard. This is Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP and the host of Employment Law on News Talk 1010. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you. So, what do you make of this story? Do companies now, in the age of social media, where we have louder voices than we've ever had before, just anyone in your company can tweet to their followers and on Instagram and on Facebook and make comments about business practices, do companies now have to have more strict external communication policies? Or have they always been in place?
They've always been able to, and now it's more important than it ever was before. And freedom of speech, in a way, is more powerful and more ubiquitous than ever before. So companies who are concerned about their brand are much more proactive in saying anything that damages our brand, you're going to be fired for.
Mm-hmm. And so it's perfectly legal then. This is okay.
Perfectly legal. It's okay. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be cause for discharge. We have to pay them severance pay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they make a policy and they warn people they're going to be fired if they breach it, and they give them a warning after they breach it the first time, a court may well say it's cause for discharge a second time.
Is that
unless it's sufficiently outrageous that they'll say it's cause for discharge the first time.
Is that what corrective action is? If you were threatened with corrective action, is that being fired?
That's what it means, yes.
That's what they're saying here?
Well, it could mean reprimand, suspension, discharge, but corrective action is up to dismissal. So it's up to the company what penalty, but they've got to be very clear. This will be cause for discharge. Simply saying don't do it isn't going to give them the right to fire them for cause. But a company doesn't have to have any reason to fire anybody unless it's a human rights issue, which this legally is not.
Mm-hmm.
Although most people think it is not. Freedom of speech is not a human rights issue legally. It's not discrimination based on national origin or handicap or race or gender. So companies can discriminate based on essentially people's political views, but whether it's going to be cause to fire them without any severance pay is a matter of whether they've given appropriate warnings.
8,000 Amazon employees subsequently signed an open letter to Jeff Bezos calling for concrete climate goals. This is after, in September, they made their climate pledge, and that is that Amazon will use 100% renewable energy by 2030 before becoming carbon neutral by 2040. And essentially what these 8,000 people who signed this letter were saying was, listen, that's all great. Thank you very much for that. But we also want you to cancel contracts with oil and gas companies and stop making donations to politicians who deny that climate crisis is real. If you were the lawyer hired to represent those 8,000 people, would you, before they've sent that in, would you suggest that that was a good idea or a bad idea? Would there be repercussions for this?
Well, sometimes there's safety in numbers, and if there's 8,000 of them, it's unlikely that that 8,000 will be fired, but they might fire the ringleaders to send a message. They've got to obviously balance employee morale, which are going to be deleteriously affected, with public relations, because of course these 8,000 are essentially saying, Amazon, you're a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hypocrite as an employer, so all the goodwill that their climate pledge is accomplished, it's been eradicated by the letter from 8,000. So it's a delicate balancing act. But let no one think that there's free speech in the corporate world. There is not.
As you deal with corporate clients, what is the balance between public relations, in which, you know, they say, if we fire this person, we're going to get beaten up in the press, versus saying, okay, listen, we don't want the bad publicity here. We'll hang on to this person, even though we don't like what they're doing. Does this
or
happen?
They may fire them and get a non-disclosure agreement. You've got to pick every battle individually, but look, crisis management is increasingly a significant part of my law practice, acting for both sides. And there's lots of non-disclosure agreements, and of course, you've got to worry about whether or not they're going to be enforced at the end of the day. Yeah. So a lot of employers say, all the money we paid you has to be repaid if you breach it, and that's a pretty powerful motivation.
I've often been told that non-disclosure agreements aren't really worth the paper that they're written on.
Well, that's not true. There's a case in the Interior Court of Appeal involving Jan Wong, who's a Globe and Mail journalist, who had a non-disclosure agreement saying if she says anything about her circumstances at the Globe, she'd have to pay all the money back in her settlement. And she wrote a book in which she did talk about some of those things. They sued for their money back, went all the way to the Interior Court of Appeal, and she had to pay all her money back. So they are enforceable in most cases.
In most cases. And are they often used as a way of intimidation? And intimidating people, or is it just standard practice now? If you were working at any level, high level, in a corporate situation, are you signing a non-disclosure about anything connected to your work just as a matter of course these days?
Well, that's true, but let me tell you this, which is more significant than that. It's this. People in companies have a duty of confidentiality whether or not they sign anything. A non-disclosure agreement just reminds them of that. So unless something's already in the public record, you can't discuss it if anything's already confidential, and you could be sued if you do. So an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, simply reinforces that and puts a specific penalty attached. The company doesn't have to show that they've suffered $50,000 in damage. They can say, you've signed an agreement. We gave you $50,000. We got the non-disclosure agreement. The agreement said you'd pay the $50,000 back if you breached it. So that's been set now and agreed to.
Howard, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP and the host of Employment Law right here on Newstalk 1010. Are you on this weekend or are you still vacationing?
I am this weekend. And may I say something for your listeners?
Sure.
There's a very big news story that just happened about half an hour ago in Iraq that people don't know about. Mm-hmm. But the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards was just assassinated by American war jets. So that's a pretty big story that's been confirmed with Al Jazeera and in LRBA, and it's going to change the dimensions there. So you might want to look into that.
Well, it will. As I look around, I was telling people earlier, sitting in this studio, I am surrounded by televisions, and I block them out mostly because they will confuse me and there's just too much going on. But it's on every screen in front of me here as I look up and have a look.
It's a huge international story because if either Iran's a paper tiger, they're going to have to strike back.
Howard, thank you. And thank you for that. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Howard Levitt of Levitt LLP and the host of Employment Law on News Talk 1010.